Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Coffee and Podcast. We are passionate about wicked awesome coffee and cultivating freedom for victims of human trafficking. I'm your host, Philip Clayman. I'm also one of the co-founders of Three Tree Coffee in Statesboro, Georgia. And you may be watching this and wondering, why are we wearing Lay's right now? Well, I'll get to that in a minute, but the first thing you need to know is that this is a 3x3x3 episode. And if you've been following our podcast, you know that means there's three people drinking three coffees in 3 minutes. Well, surprise, we've got four people here today. We're up in the ante. We're going to see if all four of us can drink and enjoy this coffee in 3 minutes. Super excited about this episode today, but first I want to introduce my co-host, Michaela Brown. Michaela, thank you for joining us today.
Oh, it's good to be here.
So if you missed our last 3x3x3, we actually introduced Michaela as our new lead roaster, and we were drinking Kenyan coffee, so definitely encourage you to check out that episode. But for today's episode, I'm very excited to have two guests with us today who are both from Georgia Southern women's soccer team. We have Coach Adams and Philip Williams with us today, and we're going to get to know a little bit more about them and what they do. So let's start with you, Faith. If you could just introduce yourself and tell us about who you are.
Yeah, so my name's Faith Phillips, and I'm from McDonough, Georgia, and I'm a senior on the Georgia Southern women's soccer team. I'm taking my fifth year, and my major's exercise science. I'm happy to be here.
Nice. Now, we heard through the grapevine that you were voted to be on this podcast because you're the biggest coffee drinker, voted the biggest coffee drinker on the women's soccer team. What do you like so much about coffee? Why do you enjoy coffee?
Yeah, I think for me, it started out as I just need the caffeine as a student athlete, but then I started developing a taste for it, and now I just love the taste.
Yep.
My favorite is ice shaken espresso.
Ooh, ice shaken espresso. Nice. Okay. And then, you know, the Georgia Southern women's soccer program had a pretty successful season last year, going 12-6-1. Y'all did really well. I think it'd be neat to hear what kind of work goes in day in and day out to have that type of season.
Yeah, so for us, you know, our season's in the fall, but we end in, like, November, but then we start training in January, and it's go time, and we're preparing every day for the fall, and our practices are grinds, and it's competitive, but it helps us, and it prepares us, so it's awesome.
Yeah, nice. Well, very cool. We'll appreciate it. Coach Adams, we'll move on to you, so appreciate you being here. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I'm Chris Adams. I was born in Fitzgerald, Georgia, so in South Georgia. My parents got divorced. My mom went back to Athens to get a graduate degree, so lived there for a while. Spent 18 years in Dahlonega, Georgia, at the University of North Georgia, and happy to have been down here at Georgia Southern a little more than 3 years now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice. And then where have you had some stops in your coaching journey? And I think it'd be very eye-opening for a lot of us of how much goes into coaching behind the scenes.
Yeah, I mean, I started at the University of Georgia as a volunteer for 3 years, 95 through 98. Then I went to Jacksonville State in Alabama from 98 through 2000. Ran a soccer club for 2 years, taught high school for 2 years. And then the last 27 years have been a head coach for women's soccer. So, yeah, I mean, what goes into it, as Faith said, it's a grind. You know, but it's a labor of love. No 2 days are the same. So, you know, love watching, you know, young adults come into your program and blossom and go on to do great things. And, you know, so we've sent people off, you know, all over the globe, you know, to do great things. And that's really the reward of this profession.
Yeah, that's awesome. The last question we usually ask is, why does coffee mean more to you? But I want to know, why does Georgia Southern mean more to you? What's special about Georgia Southern University? Whoever wants to go first.
You want me to go first?
Go ahead. You can go first.
You know, I was at UAB my freshman year, and I came here, and I absolutely loved it. It's the people you're around. They push you to be better, and they set you up for success here at Georgia Southern. So that's what I love about Georgia Southern and the community.
Yeah, I mean, she stole mine. The people's number one here. We're surrounded by great people, but you know, just the support staff that we have, the alignment we have all the way from the president through the athletic director, deputy AD, you know, just the support we get is just unmatched. And so, you know, Dr. Kyle Marrera is very supportive of athletics as the front porch of the university. And then Jared Binko, you know, had four stops previously at SEC schools. And we feel like we're being run like an SEC school, which I think is important. They give us all the tools we need to be successful.
Yep. Love it. So cool. Well, appreciate y'all being here today. Love learning more about you. We're now going to turn our attention to the coffee format. As I mentioned earlier, we're wearing these Lays, and that is not an accident. We're wearing these Lays because we're going to be drinking three Hawaiian coffees. Hawaii has a well-known high-end brand in the coffee world, and specifically Kona coffee is kind of a buzzword that a lot of people recognize. And one of the coffees we have on the table today is a Kona coffee, and specifically it's a pea berry varietal. Usually in a coffee plant, there's a cherry that would have two seeds on the inside, and that's what we consider coffee beans. But with pea berries, there's actually a genetic mutation that only allows one bean to grow on the inside. And it's a little bit more rounded, and it looks a little bit different. Usually it produces some different flavors as well. So we have a Kona pea berry coffee from Big Island Coffee Roasters. We have another coffee from Big Island Coffee Roasters, and this one's called the Kau Cloud Margo Gipe. Margo Gipe is also a varietal of coffee, but this one's kind of the opposite of pea berry. Instead of it being kind of small and rounded, it's gigantic. It's called the elephant ear coffee. It's a very, very large bean, and it usually produces some pretty unique flavors as well. Lastly, we have a coffee from Origin Coffee Roasters right here, and it's a double anaerobic red Bourbon coffee. And so we're going to see what that tastes like as well. So excited to have these three Hawaiian coffees and excited to get the tasting on. And we're going to get that started here in just a minute.
Scraping off the crust.
Yeah. Perfect. We're going to pass out the coffees. I'm going to slide that one over. Maybe a little warm at first. Put that one right there. We got to be very careful. They spill pretty easily. All right. And we got our water right here for in between. So we're going to start on this side with coffee one. 1 minute per coffee. So we're going to start here. Just keep sipping it. After 1 minute, we'll move on to the next one. Y'all ready to get started?
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's do it.
Spoons at the ready. Timer, are we ready? And go. So you're just going to scoop a little bit into your cup and give it a sip. It's pretty common in coffee to actually slurp. And kind of the louder you slurp, the cooler you are. I'm dead serious. I'm not just, putting you on the spot.
Yeah.
It helps spread it over your tongue so that way you can taste all the different components of a coffee. So. Interesting. This one's got some nice sweetness.
Mm-hmm.
It's got some nice body to it. It's a balanced cup of coffee. And feel free to keep digging in if you want.
It's very smooth.
Smooth.
Yeah.
Maybe not a double shake in espresso. not fully there. A little different.
It'll still get you warm.
Just a little.
Yeah.
I can't stop. It's good.
You like it? Okay. Yeah. Good. Yeah, feel free to share what you're enjoying, what you're not. All right, that does it for coffee one. We are going to move on to coffee two after you. Go ahead. There we go, grab it right here.
For you? Go ahead.
Okay.
For you.
I have to like reach over people, sorry.
Interesting. Mm.
I'm gonna add a little bit more
zing
to it.
Mm-hmm. It's got a little more zing, a little bit more florals going on. The aftertaste is a tiny bit drier. I don't know if if y'all are experiencing that or not.
Yeah, for sure.
Whereas the first one was kind of more just like sweet, rounded, smooth.
Mm-hmm. Definitely getting more like the floral, kind of like rose and sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that zinginess in coffee we usually call acidity, which some people think sounds bad, but in specialty coffee world, that's actually really desired. You want some good, strong acidity.
Mm-hmm.
This one's got it, but I would say it's bordering on some underdeveloped, dry sort of flavors.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, that's it for two. I almost missed my timer. All right, on to coffee three. Go ahead. Little sucker putting four people at the table. If you're not watching the video, we're fumbling around trying to fit everyone at the table.
This one tastes a little bit darker. That's what I'm tasting too. Yeah. Has some bitterness to it.
Yeah. And for me, just not as much flavored coffee.
It's not like super sweet like the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
definitely has a little bit more of a roasty flavor.
Yeah. Now, Coach Adams, I know you said you're not the biggest coffee drinker.
Is this
anything kind of like, oh, that's pretty good.
The first one was nice. Yeah, okay. It was smooth. You know.
Yeah, the third one's just not as flavorful, but it's good.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we got a tiny bit
more
time.
What
are your thoughts, Dave? Oh, all right, and that's it. All right, so I don't have more time to drink another one. That was it. Three coffees in 3 minutes, four people. And so now what we're going to do is we're going to pick our favorite. I'm going to count down to three, and when I say point, you just point to the coffee that you enjoyed the most, and we'll reveal the winner. Sound good?
All right.
All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1, point! We've got three votes for coffee one and one vote for coffee two. So coffee one is the winner. Let's take a look at who we got here. It is the Margot Guype coffee, the elephant ear big one. So there's the winner. The second place that got a vote was Origin Coffee's double anaerobic.
Nice.
Very cool. And so then sadly, sad old tiny pea berry just didn't do very good. But super fun. Always good to drink coffee with other people, and always great to meet other people in our community. So just thank you all for being a part of the show today.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Well, as you've been listening, just thank you so much for taking the time. Please share this with others. Comment. Let us know what you're thinking. As always, thank you for helping us cultivate freedom, and go Eagles!
Gotta.